I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll talk about that a little bit later, but Garrett the Web Guy is here as we talk about the United States men's national team. Here's the situation from last night. Win and they're in. They're headed to Russia for the 2018 World Cup. If they tie, they're almost certainly in the 2018 World Cup. If they lose to Trinidad and Tobago, Panama and Honduras would need to both win. Well, what happened last night? They lost to Trinidad and Tobago.
Why do you keep calling them Tobago?
You can do it that way.
Get out. Get out. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
I'll do something else here.
Okay,
you
I'm sorry.
You kidding me? Panama beats Costa Rica. Honduras beats Mexico. They're not going to the World Cup. Garrett, the Web Guy, take it away.
Okay, so let's just start with this. The fact that the USA had to go in and they had to... The easiest game on the road of their entire hex is at Trinidad and Tobago. It's a terrible field. Long grass.
Half-foot field stadium.
Yeah, it's not a great place to play, at, like many of the CONCACAF region, but... That's a game you go into 99% of the time to win. And what does Bruce Arena do? He goes in there and he lays an egg with the lineup. He puts in 11 guys who just crushed Panama, worked their butts off to have a good performance at home, are tired, are exhausted. And he's like, nope, going to roll the same ones out there, especially at the back with Matt Beasler and Omar Gonzalez, who are crap and have been crap for years. Omar Gonzalez hasn't learned to play a ball at his feet since he was 12. If the ball's below his shoulders, he doesn't know what to do. And you put him at the back in the most crucial game of the year, Bruce Arena was terrible. He had a terrible lineup. On a field that doesn't fit that lineup, you need to put guys at the back. You need to hunker down a little bit, and you need to hope that Pulisic, Bobby Wood, and Jozy Altidore can go make something happen in 3-on-5 situations, which they can do if they're able to get feeds from midfielders who aren't tired running 80 yards the whole time because you don't have the right lineup.
Well,
it was terrible.
They played on Friday, right?
Yes.
And so you're back at it on Tuesday. That you just don't do that.
No, in warm heat, yeah. You don't play the same 11. You have a guy in Jeff Cameron who is your best defender at the central midfield, mm-hmm. can play a defensive or at the center back, can play a defensive midfield position if you need to, and you have him sitting on the bench. He plays over in England in the best league competitively, mm-hmm. in the world, my opinion. But he plays over there. You have Tim Ream, who has played
in
England.
Talent.
You have talent. And Bruce Arena said after the game, well, we would have changed the roster for the World Cup. You would have changed the roster for the World Cup.
Got to get to the World
Cup. You got to get there. You got to bring the best guy. Fabian Johnson's in Germany right now going, okay, I'll just play for Mazzabach, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The team I can't pronounce. But he'll just stay over there. Danny Williams, Timmy Chandler. We got guys in Europe that should be over there. Where's Cameron Carter-Vickers, a 21-year-old center back who can actually do some things and should get the experience? Why do we have 3 30-year-old goalkeepers?
Well, and what you're talking about is obviously accurate, but it's X's and O's. It's on the field. My bigger complaint this morning has been it's institutional. This is, and again, for those who weren't listening, I'll say it here. Let me finish saying this. The United States not going to the World Cup with all the resources, all the players, all the talent, all the development, all the outreach, all the money, all the television contracts that it has is like Duke not even making the NCAA tournament. There's no excuse for that. You have to be in the World Cup. Some years are better than others. We've seen this team in 1998, 2002, go to the quarterfinals in South Korea.
And almost beat Germany.
We've seen this team struggle. We've seen the program, I should
2006,
say.
2006. Who was the coach then? It was Bruce Arena.
It was Bruce Arena. And so this is more, the outrage is, I told Cody this, I'm not the most outraged that the United States didn't go to the World Cup. Obviously, I'm disappointed. I'm more outraged that with the program, with all that it has, didn't go to the World Cup.
Oh, 100%. You know? And part of the problem is the players. The guys on the field, one, who didn't play well enough at all in that game, didn't seem to have enough heart until Clint Dempsey, Kellen Acosta subs came in. They looked good. Dempsey had the heart. He's always had the heart. That's why we love him. Michael Bradley looked tired, looked fatigued, and looked like he didn't know what he was doing. He hasn't been good since 2012.
Yeah.
And look, Michael Bradley got a lot of flack when he came in as a 20-year-old, and everyone's like, he's not good enough. He's just on the team because his dad, Bob Bradley, is the coach. And then he showed, oh, Michael Bradley's actually pretty good. Yeah. He's played in the best leagues in the world. And then he decided at 28, you know what? I'm just going to come over and play in the MLS. And you know what? I love the MLS. I love the Dynamo. I love watching MLS soccer. It is not European League soccer.
And we have players in Europe.
But Bruce Arena hasn't scouted Europe since 2006, so he doesn't know who they are. So and we have all these players, Josie Altidore included, Fieldhaber, who decided not to go play for Sunderland and stay at Sporting Kansas City. We have all these U.S. players who are deciding to take the easy route and just stay home instead of going and challenging themselves. And if you don't challenge yourself, you're not going to get better. And that's what happens. The other teams in CONCACAF are challenging themselves. They're getting better. And they're coming up and they're beating us because we're lazy and we don't care because we think, oh, we're going to get in no matter what.
I've seen some criticism that the United States soccer situation, the United States soccer setup is designed to make money, not to win in national competitions. What do you guys think about that criticism? It starts with the pay-to-play teams and runs it all the way up to propping the MLS up, as opposed to propping up a way to maximize international competition.
Correct. I mean, I think they look at it as a business instead of a lot more than other countries do. I don't, you know, the way that we try to train these kids and the amount of money, I want my 6-year-old to play soccer. It's going to cost me $500 for a 6-year-old to play soccer. Well, I have 3 kids. It's not feasible for me to put all 3 of them in. There's a reason that a lot of these kids aren't rising up, and the way that the academies are yet, they're not there to supplement that, to grab these kids that they see playing rec leagues. What should be going on is kids are playing rec leagues till they're 12 and at 10 are getting scouted by academies who are bringing them in, paying for them to go to these academies so that they can build them up. That's how other countries do it. I'm sorry.
There are areas that I can drive to within 10 minutes of where I'm sitting, where I promise you after school, kids are playing pickup soccer.
Yep.
In neighborhoods that are predominantly minorities, they're not putting any money into those kids.
No.
They're going to Kingwood and the Woodlands and Pearland and Missouri City and they're you know, we're real good at taking your money and developing skills. It's almost like a trained monkey syndrome. You know, you can train a good athlete in suburban America, the best of the athletes in suburban America, to be quality world-class soccer players, but not great. It takes creativity.
Yeah.
It takes initiative on their own. It takes being able to play pick-up soccer. How do you think Steph Curry and LeBron James and all these other great basketball players really learned the creativity of their game? It wasn't in camps. No, that helped. That's where they learned the skill and the knowledge of the game. But the creativity was in pick-up basketball because of the passion they had and the ability to you know, they played with guys that were older than them. Guys that were quicker or whatever, bigger. So you become more creative. We don't have creative player. Pulisic is the only one I've ever seen in the last 15 years.
And you bring that up. And Pulisic is amazing. He's great. He's 19 and he's missing a World Cup experience that would do him wonders both for club and country. And we're going to hopefully see him in the World Cup at just about 24 years old, mm-hmm. which will be great because that's right in his prime. And if he stays, whether he stays with Dortmund or he moves to Liverpool or he moves to somewhere else, stop it, John. or he moves to somewhere else in England or somewhere else, he will be good in 2024. But he is a rarity because he didn't play 5 days a week. He didn't play year-round, and he got lucky that both of his parents played college soccer.
And he played creative soccer.
And he played creative soccer, and they said they saw some talent when he was 8, and they put him up playing with 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So he had to use that creativity, and then someone scouted him. But he wasn't playing in the really expensive leagues, and he was playing other sports, and he was doing a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things U.S. needs to look at to change how they work. They need a new coach that has different ideas, that isn't afraid to give some young kids a chance and isn't afraid to tell the old guys, look, you're a role player now, and if you don't like it, get out of here, because that needs to happen. There's a lot of things that need to change with U.S. soccer. Hopefully this is a wake-up call. It's disappointing as all. I was so mad last night. I'm still mad today.
Yeah.
You can take it out on the 14U Dash Players.
I'm going to crush somebody today. I'm going elbow high for a header. And just demolish some poor little girl. It's gonna feel terrible and good all at the same time.
We are playing at halftime, yes, the Dynamo game tonight. Go out, see the Dynamo. Two home games left, 3 games left in their season as they push for the playoffs. We're the halftime entertainment. Us versus a 14U girls soccer mm-hmm. team.
Yeah, we're gonna get demolished.
What am I gonna blow out first? Left knee, right knee, hammies or back?
Hammy.
Underrated move here, ankle.
Oh.
My ankles seem pretty
strong.
Are we
allowed to wear? I brought my cleats. Am I allowed to wear
them? Yeah, go cleats
okay,
high, man.
Good, good. Studs up!
So my
knee's gone, but it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. I'll blow my knee.
I'm betting on my left knee. Okay. It's been giving me trouble.
Yeah. You know what? I'm betting on your ankles. I'm betting on your ankles.
Sean will give us odds on all these. Before the match, Sean will put odds out for everything.
Oh, I'm blowing out something.
Sounds good. That's Garrett the Web Guy with an epic U.S. soccer rant. He's still angry. Hopefully for the gals' sakes tonight, he's not super angry when he steps on the pitch about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.